Test Folder 2. You will hear the leader of a study program about New York City talking to the participants. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to New York City and our study program about the city. I know that for some of you, this is your very first visit to the United States, so I'd particularly like to welcome you and say I just know you're going to have a great time. First, let me outline this week's program of activities. Tomorrow morning, Monday, we'll take the Circle Line cruise along the Hudson, East, and Harlem Rivers so you can orientate yourselves. It's a fantastic way to see Manhattan Island, the heart of New York, and to bring the map to life. The cruise lasts 3 hours. And along the way, you'll see some of the famous and most impressive sights of the city, like the Statue of Liberty, Battery Park, and Brooklyn Bridge. Then on Tuesday, I want to give you some insight into New York City's fascinating history, created by the millions of immigrants who have come here by sea or by land from all corners of the world in the hope of finding a better life. But many of them arrived only to live in poverty and terrible crowded conditions. We'll visit the Lower East Side Tenement Museum, located in a building where 7,000 people were resident between 1863 and 1935, with large families crammed into one- or two-room apartments. On Wednesday morning, we'll go to Grand Central Terminal for a tour of the very impressive station. And a speaker will tell us how New York City's mass transit system has developed, including its subways, railroads, buses, and ferries. Over 150,000 people commute to Grand Central daily from their homes outside the city. And the subway system alone carries over 7 million passengers each day. And that takes us to Thursday. I'm sure many of you will visit the city's major museums and art galleries, like the Metropolitan Museum of Art, with its hundreds of world-famous masterpieces. But you need to take your own time in places like those. So, instead, I'll show you something rather different. A small but very interesting museum dedicated to the fairgrounds of Coney Island, where millions of New Yorkers used to go for a day out to enjoy rides like the Cyclone Roller Coaster, the Wonder Wheel, and the Parachute Jump. Friday's outing is to somewhere you might not expect to find within the limits of New York City, an area in and around Jamaica Bay that's been set aside as a refuge for a wide range of birds, butterflies, reptiles, and rare flowers. Its habitats include salt marsh, fields, and woods, several ponds, and an open expanse of bay and islands. Although it's close to JFK Airport, this is a good place to escape from the crowds and noise of the city. Okay, now, the next thing we need to do is...